The first thing that they want to ask me, after they stop staring, is how it happened. How did you do that to yourself? At first, I told folk the truth. But when they looked away, I understood that no one cared what I said. They just wanted to hear that it was my fault, that I did something wrong, because if I didn't, if this just happened to me, it could happen to them too. But I could not oblige, because one does not simply grab an axe and cut off their own legs and replace them with metal. It's not done. And after, I remember thinking that getting rid of my arms, that too was a good idea, that metal arms would be far superior. And if metal arms, why not a whole metal torso? Only after I had removed my head and replaced it with a shiny new one fashioned of tin to match the rest of my physique, then went to visit my lady fair and saw the look of horror in her eyes, only then did I realize that I'd been bewitched. But as she screamed and waved her hands about, I understood as well that, well, that I didn't care about her anymore. I wondered why. Perhaps it was because I neglected to get a heart. Perhaps. But I did care. I do care about whomever bewitched me. Because it seems as if they've stolen something from me, something that I used to treasure, and I want it back. So, I'm going to name this episode after myself. They call me the Tin Man. From WNYC, Snap Judgment proudly presents stories from people trying to find a piece of themselves. Because I have a feeling, can I say that, that I'm not the only one missing something. Do be careful not to veer off a yellow brick road. Terrible things have been known to happen when you're listening to Snap Judgment.